It's a little loud here today. They're installing some new floors. When we moved into this house, we redid all the floors, just about, because they were mostly carpeting, and my wife especially hates carpeting. But there was one set of floors we didn't do, which is the kitchen, whose floor connects also to the front hall and the dining room and the first floor bathroom. So a big section of floor that we never did. But we never liked it. And it's all scratched up, and it's original wood, and we think that's dumb in a kitchen because, you know, the chairs from the kitchen table scrape back and forth on it all the time and scratch it up. And we plan to reface the kitchen cabinets, and part of that will be redoing the floors, too. So they're doing that today. And it happens that my office is on the first floor of the house, so it's happening right outside this office door. It's funny because when I pressed record, it was really loud, and then they immediately stopped cutting as soon as I pressed record, but it's loud. It's going to be loud. It will be loud all day. Good times. But before that story floors you, I don't know. It's affecting my thinking. I will tell you other stories too. So here we go.
Your Daily Lex.
So among other things, it was opening weekend of the show. And I would say the Jagged Little Pill went well. We had some great audiences, and the feedback was really good. I felt very good about what I did. And, you know, there's a moment in Act 2. You know, I basically, Act 2 opens with a number that the ensemble sings, and then the woman who plays my wife, MJ, and I do a scene. And we do really two strong scenes back-to-back. One that's a therapy session that's really funny. And then after a couple dramatic moments, we have a very dramatic scene together that it's delightful to me because I say something really mean to her at the end of that scene. And as I do, the audience goes, whoa. And I walk off stage and do a dance of celebration for everybody there because I'm so happy that the audience is going, whoa, in shock and whatever, what I just said. And one of the hardest things for me to do in the show is to keep cool and calm and not do that celebratory dance move until after I'm clear from the stage, having exited after offending my wife. Then later there's a scene where I have a pretty big break there in Act 2, but I come back and I'm very emotional. Like I'm crying. I'm crying when I start the scene. I sing a song where I'm crying and I have to pull myself together during the song. And I don't know exactly what happens, but I cry every night. I get ready. I get in the mindset. Everybody leaves me alone. It's a little bit like a pitcher pitching a perfect game or something where everybody in the dugout ignores them. But everybody ignores me when they see me going in the little corner backstage where I start prepping myself to get emotionally bereft. And I come out all emotional, like I'm a mess. And it's possible to overdo it. There are times where I have started that prep a little bit too early, since I do have a pretty big break before that. And I can be a little bit too messy, which is not good. Doesn't help. But when I do it just right, I can time it nicely and then come in and be emotional and sad, whatever, and do this crying scene. Before Sierra and Ani saw the show opening night, and I had said to, you know, Sierra, do you think you'll cry? And she's like, no, I definitely won't cry because you're my dad and I know you're not actually upset, so it'll be fine. Then afterwards, she's like, yeah, when you came out and you were crying, I immediately started crying. And I was so proud of this. Like, I bragged about it to everybody in the cast over and over again. And now I'm bragging about it to you, dear listener, and to the people installing floors right behind me. And although they can't hear me, nor can I hear myself, I have no idea what this episode will even sound like. I was just so proud that she cried from seeing me cry. It feels like I did something right. I don't know. But the opening weekend went very well. We've got two more weekends. We have some shows that are incredibly well sold and some that are terribly sold. So I'm hoping that improves because it feels weird to do the show for like 35 or 45 people in a theater that holds about 200 people. But yeah, so there was that. Also, Saturday, I drove Sierra to the airport where she met a bunch of people who were flying in, and then they all got on a bus from Sierra's summer camp, which was also my summer camp when I was growing up, and she's working there this summer, and training is already starting because the camp's in Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania school year is already over, but Sierra's isn't. So yesterday, after my final hospice training, I drove 3.5 or 4 hours or whatever to pick up Sierra, and then she drove home because later this week, she's going to drive herself back there. And then drive back home again because she still has more school stuff. And then Lauren will take her up to camp and then Sierra will stay at camp for the summer. Lauren will drive home. But that was a busy, active day. And this coming week, I have a colonoscopy again because the first one, you know, was incomplete, as you may recall. So, good stuff all around. I made my daughter cry, which I was very proud of. I let my daughter drive 4 hours on various highways and she did great. The music went well. And because last time the colonoscopy prep was incomplete, this time I get to start with some over-the-counter laxatives tonight, and then the medical-grade laxatives tomorrow. So, fired up. Can't wait. Anyway, that's all I got. And it's very loud here, as you might have noticed. Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Lex.
By the way, in case you're curious, here's just a snippet of the show when I don't have audio filters blocking out the noise on it, just so you can know what it actually sounds like a little bit.
Fine. Then afterwards, she's like, yeah, when you came out and you were crying, I immediately started crying, and I was so proud of it.